Malcolm Boothroyd is 17. He lives in Whitehorse in the Yukon, a province at the northern tip of Canada. It's a wild, mountainous place with huge caribou herds, moose, bear, and foxes. It's also a place where climate change is already evident. The winters are shorter. The permafrost and sea ice are melting. And for young people like Boothroyd, it's a source of worry.
Climate change is impacting wildlife patterns. Tundra ponds are vanishing. We are one of the first places that's going to feel the severe impacts of climate change. Growing up in the Yukon, you can probably maybe more aware of that.
Boothroyd says already the native Inuit tribes are having a harder time living off the land. And he felt frustrated by what he sees as the Canadian government's lack of action. The government has not kept international commitments it made to reduce the gases that cause climate change. So he decided to head to the capital city of Ottawa to lodge his complaint. Ottawa is 3,700 miles away from the Yukon. Boothroyd hopped on his bicycle.
There are days when you question your sanity when you're out sitting out in the rain and with black flies all around your head and with a soaking wet tent and sort of wondering, why am I doing this? But, I mean, I don't think there's any time where I kind of wanted to go back or anything like that, because I just wanted to see the project through and make sure that we are here on Parliament Hill to give our message to the government.
It took him just under 3 months to ride from the northwestern tip of Canada near Alaska to Ottawa, which is just north of New York State. His mom rode with him for the first 1,200 miles. Then he joined up with other young riders, arriving for a rally on Parliament Hill late last month.
So I'm 17 years old, and that means that I'm too young to vote. Yet I believe that I should have a say in the decisions that are made on this hill, because when Parliament makes decisions about climate and energy, it's when people my age, people who are too young to vote, who will live in the world that is determined by what decisions are made. So 80 days ago, I cycled out from my driveway in Whitehorse.
About a dozen members of Parliament and maybe 50 cyclists showed up for the rally. Boothroyd talked to hundreds more as he rode across the country. He says he wasn't just doing it for a good cause. He was doing it to protect his home.
I think that you always want, you're very protective over wherever you grew up and where you, a place that you know very well and love. So if you see a threat to a place like that, you want to do everything you can.
Now Boothroyd is a regular 12th grader again. But unlike most, he'll be keeping a close eye on the climate change talks that are taking place in Copenhagen in December. He's hoping that his effort convinced the Canadian government to do more. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.